AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. State-run Pakistan Television says the country's military has launched retaliatory strikes in response to fire from India.
The missile attack by India on the Pakistan Air Force bases.
Army spokesman Lieutenant General Ahmad Sharif Chowdhury.
Majority of missiles have been intercepted by the alert air defense system.
And of the response,
Pakistan Air Force has electronic signatures of all these missiles, that from where they were initiated and what was targeted.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's leading a U.S. delegation to trade talks with Chinese officials this weekend. President Trump says he is offering to cut tariffs.
I think we're going to come back with a fair deal for both China and us.
Have you given Bessent a number of how low you're willing to go?
Yeah, I am.
What's the number?
No. 80%. But I put out a number today, 80%, so we'll see how that all works out.
Newark's mayor has been released after being arrested at a protest at a New Jersey immigration facility. And Sagar Magani reports.
The Pentagon has issued its broadest and most detailed directive yet in Defense Chief Pete Hegseth's push against DEI in the military. A memo to the force orders all military leaders and commands to pull and review any library books that address diversity, anti-racism, and gender issues. The memo says any educational materials promoting divisive concepts and gender ideology are incompatible with the Pentagon's core mission. They have 12 days, and by then will have guidance on determining what will happen to those books. The move follows similar efforts to remove hundreds of books from military academy libraries, including materials on the Holocaust and civil rights history from the Naval Academy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A conviction over what's being called senseless vandalism.
In Newcastle, Northern England, a jury has convicted Daniel Graham and Adam Carruthers of 2 counts each of criminal damage for cutting down the sycamore gap tree in September of 2023. The picturesque landmark grew alongside Hadrian's Wall in Northumberland National Park, and its destruction caused international outrage. Prosecutors had a trove of digital evidence, including video on Graham's phone of the tree being sawed down.
In under 3 minutes.
Crown Prosecutor Gail Gilchrist.
Graham and Carruthers ended its historic legacy in a deliberate and mindless act of destruction.
Police Superintendent Kevin Waring.
At no point have the two men given an explanation as to why they targeted the tree, and there never could be a justifiable one.
The judge ordered both men held until sentencing on July 15th and said they could face a lengthy prison sentence. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.